Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello again. And I am Glovina Williams. I want to welcome you once again to the Dr. Glovina Show. And I'm actually thrilled to be with you today, as always. And I want to just mention up front, if you would like for me to speak at any of your events, and I know most of your events are probably virtual, Zoom or Facebook, please don't hesitate to contact me at revglh@yahoo.com. And also, if you're interested in any of my books, please just send me an email and we'll get back in touch with you. So I want you to just remember to step out on faith. And one of the ways that we do step out on faith is actually by being proactive. And we talked a little bit about that before. Because, you know, there's a book that I read a few years back, and it's an old tried but true book, and the name of it was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and it was written by Stephen Covey. I read this book, and I'm telling you, it literally changed my life. It changed the way I set my goals. It changed the way that I conducted myself in the workplace. It really gave me a very new and broad perspective on how to be more effective, but not just during my career, but it helped me in my personal life as well and my personal relationships. But one of the things that he talked about was to be proactive, and I just want to very briefly look at that, about being proactive, just establishing a habit of being proactive, because proactive is more, it's more, my beloved, than just taking initiative. When we're proactive, it's not just I'm taking initiative, but it means that you take responsibility for your own life and you begin to make the right decisions. Because as human beings, we're expected to take responsibility. And we're going to go a little further into this because we know, and I want to expand on this as well, of God being in control. As I was thinking about that and us being the human beings that we are and required to take responsibility, is that even though God is in control, we have responsibility. Yes. It's like the comparison, for those of you that are more familiar with the military world, we know that the commanding officer is in total control. However, everyone else, everyone that serves under that commanding officer has responsibility. So, yes, God is in control, and we are going to look at that today. And I'm going to try to cover as much as I can, but He's in total control. However, we have responsibilities. And that responsibility is taking responsibility for our own life by beginning to make the right decisions. Because our behavior becomes what? The result of our decisions. Yeah. How we act out is basically the decisions that we've made. But that word responsibility, respond, responsibility, to choose how you will respond, and recognizing that you have to take responsibility. You know, I do it myself, and I think all of us at some point has done it. And, you know, we can blame circumstances, conditions, or how we've been conditioned to behave, but yet we still have to take responsibility and be proactive. In other words, taking responsibility for our own life. No, it doesn't mean that we're taking God out of the equation. Remember, God is in control, but we have responsibility. So we do our best. I mean, always, you know, we try to do our best not to let circumstances and conditions, and even as I mentioned, the way we've been conditioned to behave, we try not to let it control how we respond. In other words, we try not to be reactive, but we want to be proactive. Mm-hmm. Some of us, you know, we're affected by our physical environment rather than our spiritual empowerment. If the weather's good, we feel good. That's how our physical environment can affect us. But proactive people, they carry an attitude of rain or shine, it makes no difference. I'm going to be proactive and take responsibility for my life. So proactive people, if I can put it like this, and I told you, I gathered this knowledge from a book that I read many years ago by Stephen Covey. If proactive people, they're driven by values. We should be driven by our values. What is important to us and what makes the world a better place? Well, let's narrow it down. What makes us a better person? What makes our home, our environment, a better place to be? And what makes those around us, uplifted? And what helps to lift humanity? Proactive people are driven by their values. Some are driven by their social environment, you know, some by the physical rain or shine, that's how I'm going to govern my life. Some by the social environment, based on how people treat them. And I mentioned this on one of our other podcasts, that we empower sometimes the weaknesses of others, and we give them that power to control us. So that's that social environment that we use or we base our decisions upon. How someone else may treat me, that's how I'm going to make my decisions. Some of us, as I mentioned, we're driven by circumstances, by feelings, condition, the environment. But proactive human beings are driven by their values. We are driven by our values. We make our choices based upon our values. So what I'm saying is this: you have the power to choose how you will respond to something. Because it's not always what happens to us. And I do hope we have an opportunity today to get, more into this. It's not always what happens to us, but how we respond to what happens. Say it again, Glavina. But it's how we respond to what happens. That's what can cause us harm. I'm not saying that, you know, if you're physically hurt or if you're economically hurt, that it doesn't cause sorrow. I'm not saying that. But our character, our basic identity, we do not have to allow things to damage that. It's a real thought-provoking podcast that we're going through right now. I'm going to go to the level to say that even when experiences are tough, they can build internal power, which can aid us in developing a stronger character. This, you know, what is this life all about if we're going to remain the same? If we're not going to move to new levels of maturity, that back and forth with God Almighty, learning the character of God so that we can make that our character. Listen, your integrity, the internal power that you build, your ability to make the right decisions based upon your values, it can inspire others. There's so many people that have inspired my life. Because when you can see a person overcome suffering, some tough circumstances, it can inspire you. You know, anytime we see movies or read a biography or an autobiography or see a documentary of someone who has overcome some very trying circumstances, you can't help but admit that it inspires you. Your life, too, can inspire others. How you are responding to what comes your way in life. Yeah, being proactive, making those decisions to better your life as you take responsibility for your life. We're going to take a moment and we're going to look in the Word of God, and we're going to look at in the book of Job. Yeah, Job. Yeah, we're going to look at Job. No one really knows who wrote the book of Job, but we do know that it was inspired by Almighty God. And it's interesting when we look at the book of Job and we closely examine God's power, we see that God has the power to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. He's sovereign, the providential nature. But it helps us as human beings to understand during the times of testing that when we cannot locate God, at least it feels that way, God can locate us because he knows where we are, my beloveds. He knows where you are even right now. And he's looking upon you right now with great love, great respect, and great kindness and compassion. So I'm going to present that puzzling question to you that all of us wrestle. We go back and forth with it. I mean, this is a skin-to-skin tough question. Is God in total control? Can I trust that God is in control? I think it's imperative that we know the answer to that question. I gave you an analogy initially of in the military, the CO, the commanding officer. I'm talking about of that particular installation or military base, total control. However, everyone that reports to the commanding officer has responsibilities. So is God in total control of the circumstances of our lives? Is there a power greater than God? Is there an ability that God has no control over? Is God in absolute control when we face the challenges of life? Oh, wow. I know you've got your thinking caps on. Is God in absolute control when the twists and turns and the ups and downs of life come knocking at our door? So I'm going to add here, to know the perfect will of God for our lives, I think we need to have some answers to the dilemmas that face us in life. Now, I think that we should be able to address some of this. Can we be certain when we see others going through that God is in control? Can we stand firm? Is God in control of the circumstances of the people that we care about, we love, and that we're praying for? Is God in control? What sometimes look like coincidences or happenstances, do the good and the great things just happen by chance? chance? Do circumstances just arrive at our heartbeat by chance, or is God in control? Sometimes we really can't see what is controlling the unseen world. I'll say it again. Sometimes we cannot see what is controlling the unseen world unless we look into the unseen world. In other words, into the spiritual realm. What's really going on behind the scenes? That's what we have to do sometimes, my beloved. Sometimes we have to say, you know, what's really going on, God? We have to look with the eye of faith, just as Job did. Job knew all of God's promises. Even when he could not feel the presence of God, he knew that God was still with him. Job actually, listen to this, my beloveds, he was actually unaware of a spiritual battle that was going on in the unseen world. He wasn't aware of it. And sometimes we're not aware of the spiritual battle that's going on in the unseen world. But God is aware of everything that affects you, my beloveds. Listen, I'm going to read a scripture to you. Job chapter 23, verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he's tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. My foot has held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Hey, come on. Job is saying, God knows the things that I've done. He's tried me before. And each time I've come forth as pure gold, I am actually communicating with people now that can say the same thing. I've held my foot steady, Dr. Glovina. I've kept his ways. I didn't decline. In other words, I worked it. And I believe I worked it according to God's plan. But when this battle is over, guess what? You come out as pure gold. No matter what you may be faced with, no matter how it looks, you will come out of it as pure gold. Hey, listen. You have an opportunity to know that you have the responsibility to respond with the values that God has embedded within you. Satan is, I just want to throw this in. Satan is an enemy that you can face, and you can know how you will come out of the situation. You're going to outscore him. When the game is over, you're going to outscore him. You will be the winner. You may go through some sweaty battles, if I can say it like that. You can be on the court of life, and then he comes in with a smooth move. But guess what? You will be the victor, because Satan is already defeated. The adversarial forces that come against our lives, those forces are already defeated. It's like the fight being fixed. You've just got to walk the process out and keep your values intact. I come and share often my heart with you, because it's part of why I was put on this planet. To share my heart, to share things that God shares with me, I share them with you. Of myself, I really don't have anything to give. But it is that God that is on the inside of me that motivates us to spend this time together and to grow in God and to mature. So mature by knowing Satan is a defeated enemy. If you knew that all your enemies were defeated, you wouldn't be fearful. You wouldn't back down. You'd make the right decisions even in the most complex situations. You can know that God is in control of the situation. And every condition of your life, God is in control. There's no accidents in your life. Listen at this scripture. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I said he's in control. In all thy ways, your responsibility, my beloved, acknowledge him. God, lead me, guide me. Give me what I need to say and how I need to say it. Jesus even told us that God knows even when a sparrow falls to the ground. Every hair on your head is numbered. Hey, so God, you're allowing the test? But I can know that God is in total control compared to that commanding officer. In total control. But yet, my beloveds, you have a responsibility. Knowing the will of God's, knowing God's will for your life, that's part of our responsibility, because that will help us to make the right decisions at the right time. Yes. Getting the knowledge and the answers helps us to make the right decisions, because those tough situations, they strengthen us. I said it a little earlier. It builds our character. Tough times will build your character. You come out stronger. You know, sometimes you can look at a person and think you can judge them, but guess what? You never really know how strong a person is. Sometimes it's surprising when we see the strength of others. Sometimes it's surprising to see someone go through something and to see, my God, they came out of that unscathed. They came out as pure gold. I'm going to read another scripture, and guess what? We're going to have to trim things up for this podcast, but 1 Samuel 16:7, it said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. In this particular scripture and juncture, David was being judged by the way he looked. We've been judged often by the way we look. But as they say, you can't judge a book by looking at its cover. So don't look at the circumstances that may be in your life right now. And don't allow others to judge you by what you may be going through right now. But know that God is with you, and you can trust that you will come out as pure gold. You can trust that. Even when you feel like you can't locate God, God can locate you. God has not taken his eyes off of you. God loves you with an everlasting love. Wow. Well, I started out by saying, let's be proactive. Take responsibility for our lives, and let's begin to base our decisions upon our values. And I want to say to you today, it's always a pleasure for me to be with you. And listen, I want to shout out today to Queen Jewel. Hi, Jewel. I want to say hello to Joy all the way in Texas. Helen in St. Louis, I want to say hi. Hi, beauty. Hello to you. Judy, I don't know if you're still in Florida, but I want to say enjoy that weather. I want to say hello to my mother, Lois, and my aunt, Steen, Rosemary, and Jewel. I want to say hello to Denise. Denise, guess what? We're praying for you. Peter and Cynthia, hello. Hi. And I have another Cynthia in Italy sitting on the beautiful island of Sardinia. Hi, Cynthia. I want to say and shout out to Marlon and Sean. I want to say hi to Carolyn and Cheryl. I want to say hello to Steven, Nico, Jordan, Kayla, Lauren. I want to say hi to all of you. Hey, Candy, hello to you and those sweet grandbabies. Cameron in Nebraska, hello. Hey, Margareta, how are you? Zara, hi, there in Buffalo dealing with that snow. Sheila, Hannah's hand, God bless you. Courtney and Isaiah, hello. I want to say hi to Apostle Dr. Carolyn, hello. Hey, how about this, Revival and Recover Center? I want to say hello to them today. They're doing a powerful work, getting a lot of souls healed, and guess what? They're sending forth prayers that are making an impact in the spirit realm. Oh, Zion, Love Without Limits, hello. Isaiah in Atlanta, that's a second as Isaiah. I can't help but shout out to Collegiate Training Institute. It's helping people to transition into higher heights and deeper depths of their lives in many areas, their career, their school, their military career, their ministry, helping to move them to the various offices in their ministry. Hi, Terry. How are you? Oh, wow. Latorsha and Fabio, keep doing that determined steps and bridging the gaps. I want to say hello. Oh, my God. Crystal, are you listening? Hello, Jackie, Oklahoma. Thanks for those encouraging words. And Joanne in Atlanta, keep up the good work. Sonia, there you are hanging out in Atlanta. Well, I think we miss you in Chicago. I want to say, LaDonna, thanks for your faithful service. I want to thank you for all your faithful years of keeping Chicago a better place. Michiko and Yuji, keep up the good work, working with the families. Pastor Jane, keep doing that great work that you're doing overseas. Hey, I just have to shout out to all of you. Maddie, enjoy your trip. Betty, enjoy those grandbabies at Black Pearl Beauty Salon all the way in Naples, Italy. Wow, there are so many of you that have blessed me. I might even say, hey, maybe I can give you an opportunity to, let's see who we can get to shout out today. Let's see who's available. Just hold on a second here. Let's see. Hi, how are you? Hello, how are you? Can you hear me? Oh, you're saying, is she talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Let's see who else we have on our program this morning. Oh, yeah. Let's see. How about this one? Hello. How are you? Can you hear me? Oh, maybe you're not. Maybe I'm not connecting this morning. How about you? Good morning or good evening, afternoon, wherever you are. Okay, well, I'm going to move on up the road here, as they say, and I'm going to say that I love you and I appreciate you. And I want to thank you. And I want you to know, continue to be proactive. I want to shout out again to Brazil. Thanks for joining us. We want to thank China for joining us, Japan. We also have the Tobago here, Trinidad. Thank you so much. Oh, those of you that are in Canada, London. And I want to say hi today to Apostle Coleman. God bless you for your great work. I want to say hello to Pastor Bryant, who's pastoring in London. Hey, keep up the good work. I want to just say, all of you that are doing great things to keep ascending our planet because we are going higher, don't give up. Keep doing the great things that are moving not just yourself but others to a higher dimension in God. I want you to know you're not stuck. Nah. You're moving forward. You're being proactive. You're taking responsibility, knowing that God is in complete control. But you're taking responsibility to do what you need to do. I want to say hi. Hey, Robert, how are you? I want to say hello to Robert. Hey, I want to say hello to Arnold. I want to say hello to all of those in Nebraska. Hey, I know that you're listening, and I'm so proud of you. I'm glad that you chose to spend this time with me. And I can't say it enough. I love you, and I really do appreciate you. You are indeed the apple of God's eye.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until love, peace, and prosperity.